listening to Robert tonight, I was thinking about the verse that we're going to be looking at. It's Romans chapter 15 and verse 14, if you'd like to be turning there. And it talks about full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, talking about the Word of God. That's what we want, isn't it? To have our minds, to have children's minds filled with all knowledge. It's not everything. Knowledge can puff up, but it's a beginning. God can use it. The Spirit of God can use it in our lives. Well, Romans chapter 15, you have your little blue sheet handy. Let's ask God's help. Father, we rejoice in being able to sing about Jesus. What a beautiful name. Lord, I pray that we would leave here tonight knowing perhaps a little bit better, just to have more of Him, more of Him, more fruit, more like Him. There's nothing else that matters. And Lord, I pray that You would bless us as we seek to be a help to each other. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been doing a series called People. And as we get into this, it's going to be a great practical help. And the title of this evening's message is Full of Goodness. I want to read just a couple of scriptures, just two verses, make some brief comments about them, and then give you a word of testimony. So Romans chapter 15 and verse 14. Now I am myself confident concerning you, my brethren. Now Paul was writing to Rome, but I am speaking to you these same words tonight. Now I am confident concerning you, my brethren, but that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Admonishing one another refers to things like encouraging one another, exhorting one another, warning one another, stirring one another up to love and good works, motivating each other. Admonishing one another in that verse refers to helping one another to be like Christ. What are the requirements for being able to help each other? There are two in that verse. Let's read it again. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are, number one, full of goodness. Number two, filled with all knowledge, like knowing that scripture that Robert was quoting tonight. Circle full of goodness, circle filled with all knowledge. Full of and filled with mean just about the same thing. So that it is required that if we are to help each other in a biblical, in a scriptural way, that we are full of goodness and we are full of knowledge of the Word of God. Second verse. It's on your sheet. It was said of Jesus Christ in John chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was full of grace. Secondly, Jesus was full of truth. We are to be filled with all goodness. We are to be filled with all knowledge. Do you see the parallel there? Grace and truth, goodness and knowledge. About 9 months after being saved, I moved to Newcastle and got into a Bible preaching church for the first time. The pastor was a very gifted man of God, and we saw people regularly coming and being saved. Probably weekly we saw people being saved, and that was a great joy to our hearts. Like John the Baptist, that pastor thundered the Word of God. I grew so much. I was hungry for the Word of God. I was thirsty for the Word, and I had joy after joy in those early years as a Christian of finding new gems in the Word. Have you ever done that and go, wow, I've never seen that before? And there was so much joy. I couldn't get enough. I went to Bible college. I went to seminary. In fact, I could characterize the first 10 years of my Christian life as getting filled with the Word. I was getting a handle on Bible truth. And I had a passion to serve God that took me to a Muslim country in Africa. But I was still a long, long way from what God wanted me to be. Can I say tonight, I am still a long, long way from what God wants me to be. My Christian experience is something like, you know, those long, straight, flat roads in the center of Australia, and right, you can see all the way to the horizon,
and maybe there's a post or a tree or something there, and if you walk all that way, you get there, and you look, and there's just as much horizon in front of you as there was in the first place. And you get to that horizon, and there's more horizon ahead of you. Isn't that something of what it feels like in the Christian life? That's been my experience. And I've known the Lord for 30 plus years, and I'm starting to run out of time to be what he wants me to be. I see 20 horizons ahead of me of what I want to see in my life, because I see it in Jesus Christ. Well, redeem the time, brothers and sisters. It goes so fast, and we need to be using the time to be like the Lord. Anyway, when we returned to Australia, we visited various churches that had prayed for us while we were in the Gambia, West Africa. We weren't so much giving report to them as we just wanted to be there with them. And I had an extraordinary experience. 3 Sundays in a row, I heard exactly the same message in 3 different churches. The message in each one was the same, from John chapter 3 and verse 30. He must increase, I must decrease. After the 3rd time, I said, Lord, I get the message. The last 20 years of my Christian life have been exactly that. The Lord increasing and the self decreasing. The first 10 years, really learning truth. And the second 20 years, learning grace. And like I said, I still got a long way to go. The first 10 years, getting knowledge. And the second 20 years, seeking goodness, to be full of his goodness. Am I there yet? No way. The horizon seems as far away as it ever has. Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be full of goodness? What does it mean? What is it going to look like in our lives? Well, I took those key words. Firstly, full of, and secondly, filled with. Full of occurs 167 times in our Bibles, and we're going to look at every one of them tonight. No, I'm just kidding. The key word filled with occurs 76 times in our Bibles. That's a total of 243 occurrences, and I did scan every one of those. I came up with a total of about 70 verses relative to full of goodness. Sadly, I learned that we men in and of ourselves are full of, I can give you the references if you want them, but let me just summarize. We men are full of violence. We are full of anger. We are full of evil. We are full of self. That's Proverbs 14 and verse 14. Yes, you have a biblical basis to say that person is full of himself. We all are. It's just it's more obvious in some than others. We are, the Bible continues, full of sin and full of shame. Romans 1 and verse 29 on your sheet says, filled with all unrighteousness, filled with sexual immorality, filled with wickedness, filled with covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, full of murder, full of strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, and so on. And in other scriptures, it says that we are full of disgrace, we are full of deceit, we are full of cursing, full of extortion, full of indulgence, hypocrisy, and lawlessness. Perhaps the greatest hypocrite, it says we are all as men full of hypocrisy. Perhaps the greatest hypocrite is the one that denies that he is a hypocrite and just points to the Christians as being hypocrites. So that Jesus said of men, we are full of darkness. And James says our thoughts are full of deadly poison. Well, that sure wasn't what Paul had in mind when he spoke of us being full of goodness. In and of ourselves, we are full of these evil things. Man has no goodness in himself. So what does full of goodness look like? I think we can answer that by asking 2 further questions. As we think about what full of goodness looks like, the first question is, what is God full of? What is God full of? Can you think of any scriptures? Well, if you would choose one word to describe what God is full of, I wonder which word you'd describe. Perhaps the word that had come first to mind would be goodness, because we've been talking about goodness tonight. But probably the one word that the theologians would most often choose to describe God is holy. He is wholly other. He is totally different to us. And that would be a key word. So Psalm 48 and verse 10 says, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the end of the earth. Your hand, your right hand, is full of righteousness. Underline full of righteousness. God is full of righteousness. God is full of holiness. And God dispenses, the right hand indicates God dispensing righteousness with his right hand. His right hand is full of righteousness. It is evident in all his actions to his people. God always makes the right choices. There is a fullness of righteousness with him, for he is holy. Also in Psalm 78, the psalmist is recording the history of God's dealings with his people. And we read in verse 38, but he being full of compassion, underline full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. As a man might pet a frightened rabbit, stroking it, or as a father seated in a chair might caress the hair of an anxious daughter. So God has compassion. The root word means to caress there. God caresses us. Can you feel the comfort of God's compassion for us? Sometimes God's people did not respond to God's compassion. Sometimes they stubbornly refused to keep going in their own way and continue in their sin. And then God was full of indignation, full of wrath. In Psalm 30 and verse 27 we read, behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue like a devouring fire. Further, because God's presence is everywhere, the earth and the land is said to be full of different aspects, different attributes of God. For example, Psalm 33 and verse 5 says, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 119:64, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy, full of mercy, full of goodness. Teach me your statutes. Isaiah 6 and verse 3, and one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of his glory. In fact, as we go through this, we could start to say that God is full of any of his attributes. None of his attributes he has in measure, but he is full of them. Full of righteousness and compassion. Full of indignation against sin. Full of goodness and mercy. And the earth is filled with his glory. Three more times the scriptures say, the earth is filled with God's glory. That, of course, will be especially true during the time of Christ's reign on earth. The earth will really be full of the knowledge of the glory of God. As we have seen already, the Son, we've been talking about the Father and his fullness, we've seen already that the Son was full of grace and truth. The wisdom that comes from the Father and the Son is said to be full of mercy and good fruits. I know of no verse that says what the Spirit is full of. In fact, what we normally see written in the Scripture, that is, talks about man having a fullness of the Spirit. The goodness of God only comes by a fullness of God, a fullness of his Spirit, that man could be full of goodness. Could we say, whatever God is said to be full of or filled with, we should desire to be full of and filled with? Of course, I'm talking about those attributes of God that we can have too, his communicable attributes. But the contrast is very stark. It is very great between man and God. Man is filled with violence, anger, evil, self, sin, shame, disgrace, cursing, deceit, hypocrisy, and lawlessness. God is full of compassion, righteousness, mercy, indignation against sin, so that the whole earth is full of his glory. Now, I have three glasses on the table this evening. One is full of water, and one is full of oil.
you say, well, they're not quite full. They're not as full as they could be. But if I asked a waiter to fill my glass with water, I could expect him to fill it to such a point. That would be considered a full glass. The third glass is not empty. It is full of air. If the air is unwanted, if the air in that third glass is unwanted, how do we get rid of it? Don't we fill it with water or oil and that displaces the air? Man is naturally full of himself, especially full of the works of the flesh. How do we deal with that fullness of sin in our lives? Well, when we're full of the Spirit, then that will displace what we should not be full of. What does full of goodness look like? Full of goodness looks godly. It looks Christ-like. It looks Spirit-filled. That's what full of goodness looks like. There will be a fullness of mercy and compassion. There will be a fullness of righteousness and indignation against sin. Full of goodness is like God. Romans 15 and verse 14 says, "Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another." If we would help each other, we ought to be full of goodness. We ought to be godly. That's helpful, but we need to ask a second question. So the second question to help us understand what full of goodness looks like is, what should we be full of? We've looked at what God is full of. We've looked at things like compassion and righteousness, and we've said we should be full of those things too. But the scriptures also talks about different men, that they were full of various attributes, and that's a model for us. What should we be full of? When I looked at those 70 scriptures regarding full of, filled with, there are about five different categories that related to us as men. Number one, when God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit runs our lives, we should be full of faith. Stephen was said to be full of the Holy Spirit. Stephen was also said to be full of faith. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, and by implication full of the Holy Spirit, and Philip. So we're not surprised to read in verse 8 of the same chapter, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people." Barnabas was just like Stephen, and it was also said of Barnabas in Acts 11:24, "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." When a person is full of the Holy Spirit, godly, Christ-like, full of goodness, they are going to be full of faith. Now, you can read your Bible, and you can read that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. And you can believe that, but you are full of faith when your loved one dies of cancer, and there is a peace, and there is a joy. I didn't say there wasn't grief. There can be deep grief. But nevertheless, even in that grief, there is a joy and there is a peace, because you know, you absolutely know that God is in control. There is a heart, not just a head full of knowledge, but there is a heart full of faith. There is confidence, there is trust, there is an expectation of God. To help others, if we're going to seek to help each other, full of all goodness, we need to be full of faith. When Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is number two, when Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are at the center of our lives, we will be full of light. Have a look at Luke 11 and verse 34. "The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is full of light." Underline full of light. The eye is where we look. So that if a good eye a good eye will look to the right things and have good intent in our lives. So that if God is central, then our whole body, our whole life will be full of light. So far we've looked at a man full of faith. A man full of faith knows God can do what other men doubt. A man full of light loves his brother
when others can't. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light." A man full of the light loves the Father and he loves the brethren. 1 John 1 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin." When a person is walking in the light, there is a love of God and there is a love of brothers and sisters in Christ. Full of light shows in our love for each other. If we would seek to help each other, to be filled with, to be full of goodness, we will be full of faith. We will be full of light. Number 3. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, there will be joy in the life, there will be praise on the lips, and there will be glory brought to God. Full of joy, full of praise, and full of God's glory. Psalm 71 and verse 8 summarizes the godly heart. "Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory," that is, filled with your glory all the day. Oh, to be full of God's praise. Oh, to be full of glorifying God. Peter was speaking at Pentecost. He was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was quoting Psalm 16. And he says of Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 2 and verse 28. "You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence." That's God talking of his Son. The Son will be full of joy in his presence. But that can also apply to us too. We ought to be full of the same joy that Jesus Christ himself was full of. I will be when I'm full of him. I suppose you've heard the story about the rich industrialist who was disturbed to find a fisherman lazily sitting in his boat. And he said to the fisherman, "Why are you out catching more fish?" And he said, "Well, because I've caught enough for the day." And he said, "But if you caught more fish, you'd be able to sell the fish and you'd be able to make more money." And the fisherman said, "Then what would I do?" He said, "Well, you could buy more boats, you could make more money and you could become rich like me." And the fisherman again asked, "Well, what would I do then?" He said, "You could sit back and relax." And he said, "What do you think I'm doing now?" Well, we go helter-skelter through life, chasing things, sometimes making ourselves busy in the Lord's work, when the Lord wants us principally to enjoy him, to take time each day to enjoy him. Even when we're singing songs, do we just sing the words? Are we enjoying him? As we listen to God's word, are we seeking to draw close to God? Are we enjoying him? Full of goodness is associated with a fullness of faith, a fullness of light, and a fullness of joy. Acts 13 and verse 52 says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." The two go together. When the Holy Spirit is there, there is a fullness of joy and a fullness of faith. Number 4, when we are filled with God's Spirit, we will be like the Lord himself, full of grace, full of compassion, full of mercy. In addition to the previous verses we've looked at, James chapter 3 and verse 17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy," underline it, "full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." God's presence is indicated by a fullness of mercy. Any Christian who would help others must be seen to be kind and gracious, as it says here, full of mercy. And like Jesus, we want to be full of grace. He was full of grace and truth, as we've already read in John chapter 1 and verse 14. The Quran claims that Allah is full of kindness. But if you want to compare Jesus Christ to Muhammad, you'll soon know who you want to be like. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. The man filled with God, goodness will also be full of mercy and grace, like his Savior, able to help others. This is what fullness of goodness looks like. Number 5, those filled with God's Spirit will be filled with power. Micah is an example for us here, Micah chapter 3 and verse 8. "But truly I am full of power." How? "By the Spirit of the Lord, And he's saying of justice, that is full of justice and full of might. Why? To declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. He is full of power to proclaim God's judgment on Israel. Full of all goodness like God, there will be an indignation against sin. And there will be a spirit-born boldness to denounce sin. Verse 8 says again, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. The Spirit gives power to warn of sin, and the Spirit gives power to work for God. We read of Stephen a little bit earlier, a couple of points earlier in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and full of power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Full of power. What is God full of? God is full of righteousness and compassion and goodness and mercy. So the earth is full of his glory. We're going to want to be like that. But specifically, the scripture talks about what we can be full of too. What does the Bible say we should be full of? We should be full of faith. We should be full of love. Can you see how this is going to help people? We should be full of faith. We should be full of love and light. We should be full of joy and praise. We should be full of mercy and grace. And we should be full of power. God is good, and we should be full of his goodness. A man who is full of goodness will be able to be a man of faith and of power and of joy and of grace. He will be a godly man, Christ-like in character and Christ-like in his ways, full of the Holy Spirit, bearing the fruit of the Spirit to the glory of God. Now, looking at these cups again tonight, that central cup is full of oil. Not as full as it could be, but it is full. I think as we've gone through the scriptures, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, to say, I am nowhere near that. I am not full of these things. I am not full of goodness. I am not able to help each others by this criteria in this verse. I am nowhere near it. But let me say this verse, Romans 15 and verse 14. Now I am confident. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brothers, that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. This verse is for the newborn babe in Christ as much as it is for the mature Christian. The newborn babe in Christ can have a fullness of the Spirit if they will only desire Christ with all their heart, if they will only use their lives to impact other Christians. They might only know one thing, Jesus Christ is Savior. But if they will say that and repeat it again and again in different situations with the joy of new love, God will use them to impact others' lives. It will rebuke wandering Christians and will encourage faithful Christians to see a new believer full of God's Spirit like that. The mature believer will know many things. He will have grown in grace and in knowledge. There's the same dynamic duo again, grace and knowledge, that's from Peter, grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He will have added to his faith knowledge, and to knowledge virtue, and to virtue self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly kindness and love. He may be more filled with goodness than the babe in Christ, but he's still he has a long way to go. He's not going to be completely full, and none of us will be until we see Jesus Christ and are made entirely like him. He may be more filled with goodness, but he still has a long way to go. He's not yet exactly like the Savior. He will fall short of a total fullness. So it can be true of the new Christian, and it can be true of the older saint. It can be. They can be said to be full of goodness. Paul is speaking to all the Christians in Rome when he says in Romans 15 and verse 14, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Now, everyone here tonight has a substantial handle on the Word of God. Remember the Roman Christians who Paul said were filled with all knowledge only had the Old Testament. They had very few of the New Testament scriptures, and yet he was able to say they were full of truth. We can be spirit-filled. We can be word-filled believers who through the power of the word and the power of God's Spirit are able, the word is dunamis, dynamite, dynamism, are able to help each other, to provoke each other, to love and good works, to warn and encourage each other. Let me underline, the character of the one giving the help, full of goodness, full of grace, is absolutely essential in the helping process. The character of God is absolutely essential in helping us, but the character of the one giving the help, you and me, is crucial in the helping process. Isn't it someone that you see who is spirit-filled that you would go to when you have a problem? Aren't you looking for someone who is kind? Aren't you looking for someone who has faith? Aren't you looking for someone who has a measure of the power of God in their lives? Someone who is good and godly? Someone who is loving? Isn't that what you're looking for when you need help with something in your lives? Let's seek to be this kind of person with each other. This is what a church is meant to be. It's meant to be a caring community, able to admonish one another, meeting together to stir one another up to love and good works, full of goodness. Amen. Let's ask God's help. Father, we do pray that as we walk through this life, we would seek to be so full of you, to be full of your compassion and your goodness, that it would impact others' lives. Oh Lord, we are only the channel. May they see you. May we say with all assurance, if there's anything good, it's the Lord. The rest is us. Lord, may we point to you and may we seek to be used of you. We are able, filled with all goodness, full of all knowledge. So we bless you, Father. We pray that you would continue to equip us and help us to be like your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.